Chapter 3 Snowfall. The old man slowly shuffled to the front of the toy booth. He was beginning to close up shop, lowering the front wooden grate when Hugo approached him from behind. Hugo knew how to walk silently, but he let his feet fall loudly on the tiles to let the old man know he was there.
"Pick up your feet, boy."
The old man glanced over his shoulder.
"I hate the sound of shoe heels clicking on the floor."
The old man continued to close the grate and lock it. The halls of the station were nearly empty. Hugo knew the station inspector would be making his evening rounds at the other end of the station, and Hugo figured he had a few minutes before he showed up here. The old man finished closing up and double-checked the lock on his booth.
"What is your name, boy?"
Hugo hesitated. He was going to lie, but then, for some reason, he said his real name. "Hugo. Hugo Cabret."
"Listen to me, Hugo Cabret. I told you to stay away from me. I will drag you to the station inspector's office and lock you up myself if I see you again. Do you understand what I am saying?"
"Give me back my notebook!"
"I am going home to burn your notebook."
With that, the old man glanced quickly at the clock across from the toy booth and headed out under the great iron ribs of the train station. He emerged through the golden doors into the dark streets of Paris. It was the end of winter, and a light snow had begun to fall. Hugo watched him go. It had been a very long time since Hugo had left the train station, and he wasn't dressed for winter, but within moments he burst through the doors.
"You can't burn my notebook!"
he shouted to the old man.
"I can!" came the answer.
Hugo wanted to tackle him, to knock him to the ground and take back his notebook, but he didn't think he was big enough. And besides, the old man was strong. Hugo's arm still ached from where he had been grabbed earlier.
"Stop clicking the street with your heels," the old man hissed through his teeth, "and don't make me say it again."
He shook his head and adjusted his hat. Then quietly, he said to himself,
"I hope the snow covers everything so all the footsteps are silenced and the whole city can be at peace."
They soon arrived at a decrepit apartment building across from the graveyard. The whole building seemed to lean slightly to the side. Ivy had once covered the walls, but it had been torn away, leaving long, interlocking scars in the cracked paint. The old man opened the chipped green door with a large key. Turning back to Hugo, he said,
"Don't you know that the sound of clicking boot heels can summon ghosts? Do you want to be followed by ghosts?"
The old man stepped quickly inside and slammed the door behind him. Chapter 4 The Window. Hugo stood in the dark outside the old man's apartment building. He wiped the snowflakes from his eyelashes and fiddled with the dirty buttons on the front of his thin jacket, rubbing them between his fingers the way he had rubbed the cover of his notebook. Hugo picked up a stone from the street and threw it at one of the windows. The curtains parted. A girl looked out. Hugo thought for a second that he had hit the wrong window, but then he recognized the girl. It was the girl from the toy booth. Hugo was about to yell to her, but she put a finger to her lips and motioned for him to wait there. The curtains closed again. Hugo shivered in the cold, and in a few minutes the girl appeared from behind the building and ran over to him.
"Who are you?" she asked. "Your grandfather stole my notebook. I have to get it back before he burns it."
"Papa George isn't my grandfather," said the girl, "and he isn't a thief.
You are.
No, I'm not. I saw you.
How could you have seen me? The old man sent you away before I came to the booth.
So you were spying on me, too.
Well, then we're even.
Hugo looked at the girl curiously.
Let me inside.
I can't do that. You have to leave.
I won't go until I have my notebook.
Hugo picked up another stone to throw at the window, but the girl grabbed his hand and wrestled the stone from his fingers. She was a little bigger than he was.
Are you crazy?
She whispered.
I can't get caught out here with you. Why do you need your notebook back so badly?
I can't tell you.
Hugo tried to pick up another stone, but the girl pushed him to the ground and held him there.
Listen to me. I can't let you into the building, but I promise I'll make sure he doesn't burn your notebook. Go back to the toy booth tomorrow and ask him for your notebook again.
Hugo looked up into the girl's big, dark eyes and realized that he didn't have a choice. She let him stand up, and he ran off into the snowy night.